I'd like to just jump ahead a little bit to Ezekiel 37, which is a prophecy about the valley full of bones that were dead. And Ezekiel prophesied, and the bones came together, and there was sinews and flesh came, and skin covered them, but there was no hoo-ha, there was no breath in them. Verse 9, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. And then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house, not just Judah. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. And therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. All right. We understand this in part to be the beginning of the Holocaust and the bones coming back out of the graves of the Hashoa, the furnace, and bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I've opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. I shall place you in your own land, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto me again and said, moreover, the son of man, take one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel and his companions, and then another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand. And when the children of your people shall speak unto you and say, will you not show us what you have meant by these? Say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and put them with them, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon you write shall be in thy hand before their eyes. And say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen wherever they have gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided any more. Has that happened? No. Is it happening? It's in the painful process, I think. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols. This condition does not exist, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them. Who is this David? He's dead. But my Lord, Acts 2:21. My Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. And they shall have one shepherd, and they shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. They shall dwell in the land that I have given them unto you, Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell there, and even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Now this is King David. This is the heritage of David. These are the prophecies that David even prophesied in the Psalms. And moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. Is it here? No. My tabernacle also shall be with them, yes. I will be their gods, and they shall be my people, and the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Now, God is going to do this. No man is going to help God do this. And he's going to do it through the Gog-Magog War. And this is going to be huge. And let's go to Ezekiel 39, where it talks about the end of the Gog-Magog war, when God rises up and deals with it. And the heathens of the house, verse 22, and I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. Do they know it? Not yet. It looks like we're coming into that. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them and gave them into the hands of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword, according to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. You have nothing unless God has given it to you. If he reveals his face to you, then you have it. If he hides his face from you, you can't see it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob. See, they're in captivity still, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After that, they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid. And that is coming to a close now. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' land, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. That sanctifying process is ramping up now, but it's slowly and incrementally, because God is merciful. Chesed. Then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, but I have gathered them into their own land and have left none of them anymore there. Neither will I hide my face anymore for them, for I poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, says the Lord God. Now this reflects back to Ezekiel 36. This is how he's going to, they're dead bones, they got flesh and snooze, they're going through the motions, but they haven't been sanctified. God's name hasn't been sanctified in them. And the Spirit of God has not poured them out. But this is, we're looking for this. We're watching for this. We're waiting for this to happen. But this is in process. And this is, we are in the stages, it appears, that these things are being fulfilled in these days.